I'm Dana Lloyd. Welcome to Soul Sister Conversations, the podcast, where you will be inspired and empowered to connect more deeply with your authentic self as we explore topics of personal development, leadership, and spirituality. Your journey to your most authentic self starts right now. Have you struggled in health? Have you felt frustrated because the medical system can't seem to help you with your symptoms? Melissa Vandenhoevel knows the feeling all too well. Today, she shares her authentic journey to finding optimal health after suffering terrible cystic acne that no one could help her with. She found herself on the path of becoming a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner and certified holistic health coach. Today, we talk about her journey and what she has learned about what it means to truly heal. It's time to say hell yeah to taking back responsibility for your life and health. Melissa Vandenhoevel, welcome to Soul Sister Conversations.
Hello, thank you. Thank you for having me here, Dana.
Well, delighted to host you in conversation today. You are a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. Hope I got that right.
You did.
And a certified holistic health coach. And having learned to heal outside of the conventional medical system, you specialize in detoxification and self-healing. And you say you and your husband are on a mission to guide awakened souls back to their power and reclaim their health and sovereignty. Now, I know your health journey, I think, started when you tried to heal cystic acne, which didn't show up until a little bit later in your life. And I'm curious, is this what inspired your mission or started your health journey? Or did it start someplace else?
No, that was totally it. So before then, I had, you know, health issues and a lot of things that led up to that cystic acne and why it was there. But at the time, I didn't know that at the time. And at the time, I was, you know, still into Western medicine. I, you know, went to my doctor with cystic acne and I was, you know, looked for him for help. And there just really wasn't anything to offer other than birth control. And, you know, I had taken birth control before. So I was like, okay, this isn't going to work for me. It spoke really loud to me. And I was like, well, what's going on? Like, why all of a sudden am I having, you know, cystic acne at like, I think I was around 32, 33 years old. And, you know, before that, I had beautiful skin my entire life. Like even as a child, I didn't have, like as a teenager, I didn't have like, you know, more than one zit, you know, during my PMS time. But other than that, my skin was always very flawless. So I was like, there's something going on here. So that literally just kind of like, as soon as I walked out that doctor's office door there, it was just like a spark went off. And it was like, you need to figure this out. And if they can't help you, you need to do what you need to do to figure this out. And that's just where it started.
So what did that journey look like? Did you just try other doctors or other modalities? Like I'm sure you, because you said you tried everything, which include chasing symptoms and struggling to pay your bills as a result of this.
Oh yeah. Well, it became really embarrassing. Like, so as I said, sure. I was always really pretty and had, you know, beautiful, clear skin. And I was in sales at the time. So being in sales, a lot of people look at you, and I was in a male industry. So, you know, I was really successful doing my sales up to that time because of my looks, you know, and that's kind of why I got hired. I was really a professional in the industry before that. But, you know, my looks really, they were kind of like, hey, you know, you'd be great at sales. So here I was, you know, and then I would go into these sales calls and I had this really, you know, painful cystic acne on my face. And it was like, okay. So that definitely caused me to quit my job. So when I quit my job, I had lots of time to do the research and also too, I had some money at that time to go and do things. So I did natural allergy elimination technique, which was one of my first natural healing things that I did. And that's a really cool treatment. I don't know if you've ever had any Nate practitioners on there, but they do.
Yes.
It. Oh yeah.
Yep.
So yeah. So, and that
I haven't had them on. I've had my kids have done them. Oh, okay. With allergy.
Perfect.
Stuff.
Exactly. Yep. So Nate was really, my body responded really well to that at first. And it was, you know, I was coming through, I was, you know, reacting to all different kinds of things and it was all toxic based. So I had, you know, prior to having the cystic acne, I was in a very toxic field. I started off in pest control. So I'd worked in as an exterminator for quite a few years, you know, with lots of chemical exposure.
Right.
And then when I left that, I left that part of the job and I went into their wash and care division. And so that I thought would be a lot, you know, different, not less toxic, I guess you could say. But I was actually, it was a lot more toxic. I was being exposed to the air fresheners every day and the chemical cleaners that I was putting in the urinals. And then there was, you know, other products and stuff like that. So a lot more toxic exposure. And, you know, I was still thinking I was healthy at that point in time because nothing was showing up. And symptoms are the last thing to show up. before, you know, you notice that you're sick, before you're going to the doctor. So there's already dysfunction happening on an inner underneath layer that we are not noticing. So when it comes out on the skin, you're like, okay, yeah, there's really something going on here. So, so anyways, I did the NAIT. A friend had told me about, parabens and phthalates that were in the chemical cleaners and pests, like, not pesticides, but in the products I was putting on my face and, you know, using in the shower and all that kind of stuff, the cleaners in the homes. So I went down that rabbit hole in addition to doing NAIT, and then that became like just constant research. And I was really shocked to find out that a lot of the products that I was using, they contained these hormone disruptors, so endocrine disruptors and, you know, neurotoxins and all these other lovely chemicals in them. So that kind of sparked me going, all right, these products aren't really safe. They're causing this hormone disruption in my body. So I need to eliminate all that. So at first I started off cleaning out my kitchen cupboards, cleaning out my bathroom cupboards, cleaning out my cosmetic bags, getting rid of everything, and then obviously doing the NAIT and all that stuff too. It wasn't really diet focused at that point in time. It was just getting the toxic chemicals out of my body. So this is how the detoxing started. And what I realized is that all those years of my jobs with the chemicals, the pesticides, as well as the chemicals, the bathroom chemicals, that my liver just was becoming overburdened. And so since then I've learned that I have, you know, MTHFR, which is a genetic SNP, only one of them, that causes me to not be able to detox quite as easily as say some other people could be. And a lot of people in the population, the general population, I think they say roughly about 50% of us have this, and it just makes it a little harder for us to detox. So, you know, we're human. We expect our bodies to be able to do this job, to be able to keep up with, you know, the toxic exposure that we're being exposed to on a daily basis. But because of this mutation that I had, I wasn't able to keep up. So this is where my cup was overburdening or overflowing. So getting rid of
and hence the acne showed up as a result.
Exactly.
Well, this toxic is toxic sludge.
Exactly. Anytime people with skin issues, it's always gut and liver related. Everything's all connected in the body. So we can't really go, oh, you have a liver problem. It's usually like liver gut. And there's always adrenal issues and sometimes thyroid issues, which I have as well. So it was just all this. And the thyroid is actually affected by toxins. So that's why I had half my thyroid taken out when I was in my early 20s, was because of my toxic exposure, which actually related to breast implant illness, which I had one implant installed in my breast when I was 16 years old because my one breast didn't develop. So I have this very long, complicated health history that is very intricately connected, and it all makes sense. Like after I've been able to, you know, have lots of experience and years and teaching and some schoolings to be able to put the puzzle together. But, you know, it started early on in childhood with my thyroid. And then this is what it is. So all the toxins, you know, impacted my thyroid even further, which is why, you know, with having only half a thyroid left and then having, you know, an overburdened liver, this is where the cystic acne came in. My body was just screaming for me to take more responsibility and to be like, live more cleaner. I ended up
that makes complete sense.
It does, right? So
when you see it, because you talk about really, you know, this functional, you know, being a nutrition practitioner, what you do, a holistic health coach, the key word there is holistic, that you see the body as a whole. And it's interesting that when you go to the doctor and they don't know what to do for acne, because you're right, there's this root cause. And it's so amazing that you can connect all these dots from your early childhood. And it shows up. I mean, how would a normal person, an ordinary person without medical knowledge or your kind of background, know how to heal this? Like,
it's crazy. It's absolutely insane. Like, you know, and putting the health pieces, like, they're still coming together. Like, I just the other day did a stool test that I'm just trying to learn a little bit about. And it's more of a microbiome test that lets us know the health of our microbiome. And in it, I still have the strep bacteria. And well, that was one of my things. Like I think from probably 10 years old until 22, when I had my tonsils out, I got strep every year. Well, the bacteria is still present and it's causing still to this day issues within my system. Like I have a little bit of a frozen shoulder right now, which is related to a strep bacteria. And it's like, wow, okay, I got to get rid of this, right? But it's amazing the puzzle pieces that can come together through all of this. And it's just, you know, it's the wear and tear. It's this, you know, toxic exposure that we have continuously. The stress. Stress is a major, major, major player in all of our health concerns, because that's really almost the root between the gut and the stress function of, you know, of our health issues. So yeah. So anyway, so cystic acne brought me into making my own cleaning products and making my own cosmetics. And I started an online environmental health store back in 2009. And I was making my own products and selling them and also researching truly natural products, because what I found when I was looking at these, you know, the parabens and the phthalates that were in the products that were endocrine, like common and major endocrine disruptors, I was finding them even, this was in 2007-08 when I first started making these products, I was finding them in even the natural green labeled products. And I'm like, this isn't, I'm going to a health food store looking for products that I'm expecting to be healthy to help me to heal. And yet I was still finding products that had a green label on them that still had chemical toxins that were, you know, endocrine disruptors and some neurotoxins and some carcinogens. And I'm like, this isn't right. So that made me to starting that business with the online health store.
Do you still have that?
No, I ended up shutting that down in 2013. So a year after I did my health coaching. And then the reason why I went into health coaching is because everyone kept coming to me and they're like, so if I just put this on my skin, I'm going to get better. And I was like starting to put the pieces of the puzzle together. And like, no, we got to do the detoxification.
Bigger than that.
It's bigger than that. Yes. Like that's just one piece of the puzzle. So we have to do all these different steps to detoxify and to clean out the body and to repair and to restore and to build it back up. So it's been a long journey, but it's, and I've done a lot of things since the health store since then, but an acne, it's, I think, I cleaned it up originally in 2012, I had completely clear skin again. And then in 2013, it came back with a vengeance, worse than it ever had been before. And it was, it was a gluten sensitivity. So I had, wow. it was just crazy. So yeah, so gluten was another thing that I had to give up to in order to help my skin. And that's because of the leaky gut issue there. So this is where I was saying it's a gut and liver are always combined.
And I think I saw somewhere on your website the word health detective.
Yes.
And I think that's what it feels like it is. You're putting together all the puzzle pieces. You have this and this. Like somehow they're all connected. And it's frustrating for just a regular person to identify that. And I know one of the things that you say is that the most success came when you tapped into your intuition. I'm curious about that. How did your intuition play a part? And how did you even tap into it? Listen to yourself.
Okay. So I am naturally intuitive and as I've been growing older, I'm just starting to realize that. But, so it was, I guess, you know how you always have those gut instincts, right? Like we all have these gut instincts, you know, it's like, oh, I shouldn't go here today because something bad might happen or whatever. So it was when I left that doctor's office and I always, like I said, I always had a pretty strong gut instinct about things growing up. But when I walked out of that doctor's office and he, you know, got me to look at, you know, the prescription for birth control, it was just like that light bulb. That was the gut instinct, the intuition. So after that, I'm trying to think of how everything worked. So my mother-in-law, she was a Reiki master. And I'm trying to think. So back when my son was really young, she started teaching him how to use a pendulum and all. I don't know if you're familiar with a pendulum, but it's like an energy.
I am.
Yeah. Okay. So she got him, mm-hmm. she got him using that. And I think he was like around 6 or 7 when he was having me do that. And I used to think it was really woo woo. I was like, yeah, no. You know, and I would try it and it wouldn't work for me. It wouldn't move. And, you know, and I don't even know how it got there, but so I just kept using it more. And I think with getting like walking out of the doctor's office that day and then having like that, I was 30. So like my son had been teaching me how to use a pendulum for a while and I started using it here and there. But I think all of that, it was almost like that day that my higher self just connected and just said, you know what, you need to start taking responsibility for your life and you need to start tuning into what I'm trying to hear, be here for you. So every time I was researching things like the, you know, the parabens and stuff like that, it was like always like these little light bulbs would go off. Yep, this is right. Yep, this is right. Yep, this is right. So I was always just feeling this led. And then sometimes if you read something that didn't feel right, it just doesn't feel right. But the pendulum has always come in handy because it's like my tool that I use. So I use it all the time for like supplements, you know, will this supplement benefit me? How many doses do I need to take? Same thing with food sensitivities and allergies. Like if I start getting inflamed or if I started getting bloated or, you know, if acne comes up again or something happens, it's like, you know, I pull out my pendulum, and it's just, it's my extension. Like, I trust my intuition intuitively. And then there's obviously like other skills that I've done in here. It's just, you know, I'm trying to think about how I card readings and stuff like that. But I think the pendulum and just really feeling that gut instinct and becoming more of the observer and just going, okay, you know what, is this feel right? And I don't, it's just a very natural gift for me. So I'm not really sure I'm explaining it right, but.
No. Yeah. I think that's, I know for myself, you know, as I get older, I feel the same way. I realized the intuition was always there. I don't think I identified with it as intuition, but now you realize I'm using intuition more to guide my life. So I totally get it.
Yeah.
And for people who may not be familiar with the pendulum, although I think this is your crowd who's listening to this, you know, can you explain what a pendulum is or what it's doing?
Yeah, so there, it's on a string. It's like a weighted. You can use stones. You can use wood. You could even use a washer. It has to be like, it's a string with a pendant on the bottom of it. There's the word, a pendant on it. So then you're just going to hold the top of the string, and you just ask. You got to center yourself. There's a whole bunch of things that you need to do in order to. Do it. You're going to center yourself. You're going to calibrate and ask if you're, you know, ask for your yes or no. So I usually say, my name is Melissa, and I'll get my yes. My name is Anthony, I'll get my no. And then I just use this all the time for, did you want to know like how to buy one or anything like that? Like, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just, okay. Just in terms of an explanation, and people go, what would you use a pendulum for?
Yeah.
But you explained it right. Okay. It is this, you ask a question in order to get a yes. So it starts swinging a certain way. And then you know that when you ask a question, if it swings that direction, that's a yes response. Is that?
Yes, exactly. So I use it for I use it for supplements all the time. So let's use
whether it's good for you or something.
Yeah.
Like
whether
if
it's
you
good.
Have a supplement and yeah,
exactly. And every day, I find, because I do this on the, we have pendulums all around our house, pretty much almost in every room by our computers everywhere. So if I'm taking a supplement, I'll, ask, how many do I need to take one today? If it's a drop of something, one drop, two drops, three drops, and you keep watching the pendulum swing, and you don't have to tell it to stop. And when you say, say if you get to four drops and it starts to swing the other way, then you would go, so I take three drops, and then it will give you your yes. And then if you say four drops, then it will go no. So the more that you use a pendulum and get more connected with the energy and your higher self, and it's really, you're playing with your inner child. And I think I saw somewhere the other day that it was actually communicating with your future self, which is kind of interesting. But
ooh.
Yeah. But yeah, I use it for food sensitivities. Sometimes I teach it with my clients as well, because it's one of the best tools, especially me being on this end. It's I don't know if the magnesium, I can have clients take magnesium and they have a reaction to it. And then I can have other clients that take it, and most people, they don't have a reaction to it. So it's you can't really just tell someone, here, go out and take, 400 milligrams of magnesium, or to, take, 800 milligrams of magnesium a day, because not everybody can do that. So if we can teach a person how to connect to their intuition through energy testing using a pendulum, then they can, most of the time when they get more accurate answers, they can start to get accurate answers over, what food sensitivities are bugging them, what, how much supplements they should take. And I do, like I said, I do find that we change every day. Some of the things that I take, I might need a double dose on one day if it's an extra stressful day. And then other days I just need one, or some days my body doesn't want any. So.
So the kind of work what do you do? What would people come to you for?
Well, I am a holistic health practitioner. So with the functional diagnostic nutrition, I do have the ability to run diagnostic testing. Now, it's not for diagnosing, it's just for informational purposes so that we can look for healing opportunities. So like I said, I'm kind of like a health detective. So, and everything's always the big picture. So I can even look at blood work, regular standard blood work that your regular GP would run. And I can look for clues. So again, it's not using it to diagnose, but it's looking for healing opportunities that are there. So a lot of times, you'll see things thyroid or adrenals being implicated. You'll see, gut health or protein, lack of protein. It all depends on whatever is being done. But it's mostly I love looking at blood work first and then going, okay, this is what's going on. This is what you're, what's being missed. And this is what's happening. And then we use food and supplements to help correct whatever is happening there. And it's just, it's more, it's like, it's kind of like a dance because again, everybody is a unique individual. So finding, you know, that one thing that will work for somebody, and it's never one thing. So I shouldn't have said one thing, but finding those things that work for people. And this is where the pendulum really comes in handy because it's, you know, like the toolkit of, you know, healing modality or healing, you know, therapies and modalities and everything that's accessible to everybody. It's so vast. Like there are so many things out there. And every day I think I keep learning about new things. So this is where a pendulum and intuition really comes in handy. Cause it's like, if you can ask that person, you know, how does this feel for you? Like, you know, if you research this and if they're like, no way, then you're like, okay, well, I'm not even gonna go there with you. Right. So it's really being the detective with the person, helping them to intuit what their healing path is, because again, I'm not there to do it for them. They are their own healer. I'm just helping them facilitate their own healing. And I'm also a yoga instructor, a meditation, yoga and meditation instructor. So we bring yoga and meditation a lot into the practices. I'm also an intuitive coach. So there's some practices that I have there. I worked with Colette Baron-Reed. I did her Master Intuitive Coaching Institute program for a year and a half. I think she only ran it for a couple of years. I don't know if any of your people are familiar with her. But so she's got this cool practice that we can do for intuitive coaching that helps people connect to their intuition and speaks through symbols and stuff like that. So that's another healing way that can come in to help people to heal. Because a lot of times healing the physical body is not just a food and nutrition type thing. There's a lot more to it than just, you know, supplements and nutrition. There's the energetic and the spiritual basis that needs to be addressed as well.
Mm. What are the greatest lessons that you've learned on your road to healing?
To listen to yourself. Like we have our own answers inside of us. And because we hold all the own answers and seeking outside of the conventional system and keeping an open mind to things that you might think are crazy or not helpful, they might actually be what you need to try and look into, if that makes sense. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, it's so important to listen to yourself on this journey, because I know I've had my own, like just little things through the years, like with the medical system. I remember years ago when my children have peanut allergies, and I was at an allergy doctor, and I had been going to do NAIT treatments with the kids. And I had told him that, which was a very big mistake. Yeah. Because that's set him off. And I remember him directly looking at me and telling me that I was wrong and he was right and he had the degree to prove it. This is what he said to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you can imagine how unsupported I felt. And he made me feel like I was like killing my kids by going down this other path. You made me feel like a bad mother.
Right.
When I was just trying to find an answer because I wasn't getting any in the medical system. There was no solutions at all. And I always feel like there's a root cause and I'm still on the road to finding these things. But I, you know, it is about listening to yourself when things don't make sense.
Yeah. And you made so many great points there. And this is exactly it, is that, you know, in the Western field, their solutions are just medication. So if you're, I have a lot of clients and even myself been told that we're crazy because you're like, okay, well, I'm asking questions here. And, you know, so they try to make you feel bad or to get you to stop questioning or to shut up or just to, you know, comply. And if you don't comply, then you're crazy. So my advice is really to, you're not crazy, is to, you know, trust yourself, to look outside of the system if you're not getting the help in the system, and to just trust where you're being led. Because I never would have thought NAIT. Like when I first heard of NAIT, I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. You know?
I know. It sounds wild.
It's totally wild. And, you know, coming from like never having experienced anything remotely holistic, you know, going right to NAIT, I was like, this is, you know, totally wacky. And this is why I I have energy vials here in my house that I use all the time, and I have a remedy maker, and I do, you know, this is how I got into the muscle.
It's part of your world.
This is part of the world. Exactly. Because it works. And, you know, I had a wasp allergy that when I went to the conventional allergist, like the regular, you know, conventional allergist, it showed up that I wasn't allergic to these things, but yet, you know, like I was like welts everywhere, throat closing in. And it's just like, so this is where we have to trust ourselves, because it's like, nope, I know I have an allergy, right? And it's like, I'm not going to put my faith in this Western medicine that's saying I don't, because I know what my body did. And
for sure. And I think, you know, there's lots of, you know, great doctors, and we have a you know, a system that we can go to. But when you're trying to discover what the root cause is, you know, it's not very good. I mean, you just have to look around at the drug problem that we have in this world, that a lot of it is prescription drugs. Yeah. And it's just one thing interacts with the other and so on. And I can see why people would be so frustrated by the system. But also, when you listen to yourself, you know, I know I should do something else, but not sure what, right? So that's where, you know, having other options that we talk about wellness so that people can heal truly. Because I feel people who have, you know, chronic conditions or situations that who doesn't want to feel good?
Right? You know? Everybody.
And
everybody wants to feel good. Everybody wants to feel
good. Yeah. So we need, more ways to move in the direction of feeling good.
Absolutely.
I'm curious that this whole health journey that you've been on, and now you help other people, you know, looking at themselves from a whole perspective. Do you feel like this is part of your soul's purpose or your life path?
Absolutely. 100%. I feel, I've known that I've always been like, do you do horoscopes and numerology and that kind of stuff? I don't know if you're familiar.
I don't. Okay. I've had a numerologist on, so I'm not as familiar with that, but I've had people on with those kinds of
things. Yeah. So when you look at my horoscope and you look at the numerology and then you do all that stuff, it's this, I'm almost 100% certain that the reason why I had all these experiences is so that I could show up in this role. Because this is ideally what everything that is in alignment for me to be this detective. Like everything says that I'm a natural detective. Everything says that I'm a natural counselor. And that, so it's like, absolutely. I was, you know, kind of meant to have these problems and these struggles so that I could help other people. Cause it's frustrating. Like there's so many times when I've like wanted to give up and just, you know, like, well, the second time that I got the cystic acne, so that when it came back the second time and it was really bad, at that point in time, I almost gave up. And I went to the dermatologist and I said, okay, you know, I'd heard all these people getting injections into the cyst with whatever they injected into. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. Cause I was desperate. I would have even taken birth control at that time. I was so desperate. I looked so bad. And, I walked into this dermatologist and he wouldn't have any of that. He looked at me and he's like, the only thing that's going to help you is Accutane. And I'm like, I refuse to take Accutane. It's like, you know,
is that a steroid prescription?
It's not a steroid, but it's almost as damaging probably as a steroid, if not maybe more damaging. It came with like, I had to sign a waiver. I had to take two forms.
Don't you love it when you have to sign a waiver?
I still have this. I've never seen anything like it before. And the waiver was you had to sign off that you were going to take two forms of birth control. So the fact that my husband, you know, had his operation, it didn't matter. I still had to take another form of birth control. I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't make any sense. If you did get pregnant, you signed off on this form that you will abort the baby because the baby will be defective.
What?
Oh yeah. No, it was
all. What kind of a waiver is this?
Oh yeah. No. And on it says, if you kill yourself, it says, if you kill yourself, you probably killed yourself because of the way you look, not because of the drug, even though the drug does increase your chance.
Oh, wow.
To commit suicide.
This is wild.
Oh yeah. No, it's like I saved it because I was like, I have to one day when I have like, it's taken me a while to get like, to be able to talk about this story because it was so painful for so long. So anyways, he looked at me.
How much trauma would that cause?
He literally looked at me and I was like, I'm like, there's no way I can do that. I'm like, I've done the research on this because I'm a researcher. I'm like, and there's no way I'm doing that. And he says, well, then you're going to look like that for the rest of your life. And I just went, what? And he says, yep. And he says, you're going to look like that for the rest of your life. And I left there and I cried. I cried my whole way home. And I went,
bet.
And I went, I locked myself in my bedroom for the whole weekend. We had company and I didn't even go down and see my company. I made my husband bring me the food upstairs. And I was like, there's no way that I'm seeing anybody. I'm like, this is just like, I looked hideous. Like it was so bad. Like the pictures that I have on my website are like when I thought I actually looked good because like I never took pictures of myself. It was so horrible. I never went out. It was like painful too. Like anytime I moved my head, it was like, it just felt like it was going to explode because it was just so inflamed. Like it was so bad, so bad. Yeah. And this is like, honestly, so this is where, you know, Western medicine, they tell you there's nothing that they can do for you. And I'm like, okay. So after I sat that weekend in my bedroom and crying, I got up on the computer the next, like, you know, on Monday after the people left and I could leave my room. And I started researching. I was like, hey, what is going on with me? You know, and also I think at the same time too, I had a period that lasted like 60 days and I was like trying to figure out what was wrong with me. And again, I don't diagnose myself either, but likely probably somewhere along the lines that there was something going on with my androgen hormones that it was likely probably related to PCOS in some ways, but I wasn't being diagnosed because my regular doctor refused to run blood tests. And the only way that this doctor would run a blood test, the dermatologist, was if I would take the drugs. So I was kind of left on my own. So anyways, I found herbs. I literally researched like herbs that like I researched the drugs that they would give people for PCOS. And I was like, okay, there's got to be a herb because every pharmaceutical drug is based on a herb. So I found the herb, which was saw palmetto, and I started taking this androgen hormone, like androgen controlling. It was actually a prostate hormone herbal supplement combination for men. And I just started taking that, and my period finally stopped. The acne started going away, and yeah, like literally, I just had one cyst come up the other day. Which I haven't had like any since probably 2013, 14, like once I got it all under control. And anyways, it was like, what is going on? And I think right now my body's just flushing out crazy toxins right now with all the sun flares and stuff. But but yeah, so that's the Western medicine. It's like, you know, there are solutions. So if your doctor tells you that there's no solution, that they don't have any solutions for you, just that's not the truth. That's what I will say. There's always been a solution. I always find solutions for my clients. There's always solutions out there. It's just sometimes it takes a little bit of work to find what works for you. And natural healing is so much slower because it's actually healing. It's not right. Causing more dysfunction. It
takes time.
Yeah, it takes time. It takes a lot of time, but
that's an important point because I think we do live in a society where we want this gone yesterday.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Like,
you know, so hence why, who, you know, give me a pill that'll make it go away. That's a really great point that it takes time.
Natural healing takes so much time. And it's like not to discourage
anybody. And I think that's why we say, not to discourage. But I think that's why we think it doesn't work because we think we're not seeing the result like tomorrow. That's such a good, it's an important lesson there, you know, patience.
It does. And well, even Nate, like Nate worked for me. You know, it's like all this stuff, it takes time, but it works. And it's sometimes, unfortunately, the natural medicines too, because we've become so accustomed to this insurance based and in Canada free healthcare system that, you know, paying to get well, investing in yourself to get well is also a stretch.
It's just so many layers, isn't it? But right. I think if anyone is listening to this that might be struggling with something, maybe it gives them hope to think, yes, there's some sort of solution to help
get better.
That's the encouragement.
Oh, yeah. The body is amazing. Like the body like is programmed to heal. Every cell in our body is automatically knows what to do in order to function properly. So unless we're born with some sort of genetic defect at birth that is actually being expressed, so not just, you know, in your genes, but being, you know, expressed, we can heal. Like our body wants to heal. So all we need to do is just literally find what we need to do to support it. And that's by giving it the proper diet. And there's no one diet that works for everybody. So like if you're, you know, like keto doesn't work. Like it's like, maybe it's a combination of keto paleo that would work for you. But you know what I mean? So it's like finding the foods that work for you, finding that right, we call it the food blueprint. That's going to fuel your body. It's not going to create inflammation in your body, because even healthy foods can create inflammation in a body if they're not the right food for you. So it's, you know,
is this something you help people with, is figuring out what foods they should eat?
Absolutely.
And how do you do that? Is this tests or is this the pendulum, or how do you figure that out?
Well, we do bring in the pendulum. That is definitely a part of it, because that is one of those things. But it's like through food journaling. We do metabolic typing. So that's just like it's a quiz that they can do online with, there's a couple different ones out there. The metabolic typing is the one that we use, but you can also do nutritional typing with Mercola.com. He has nutritional typing. Blood type diet also comes into effect. Now, I know a lot of people are like, so there's quite a few people out there that are like nay to the blood type diet, but I can tell you that it's at least 80% accurate for most people. And it's amazing what you see. Like, for example, I see a ton of
people. This eating to your blood type?
Yeah. So, and again, these are all the things. So it's not 100%. So it's not like you're just going to go, I'm going to eat for my blood type, and that's, you know, eating right for your type. No, that's just, it's a piece of the puzzle. And then the metabolic typing is another piece of the puzzle. There's other factors, you know, your genetics and all that stuff comes into play. So we use, you know, the pendulum, we use those tests, and we use, and food journaling. Right. And then just teaching people how to become the observer, watching for symptoms, watching for reactions, looking at their moods, because moods can have a big indicator of whether foods are working for us as well. Even the scale can tell us. Like, I know, for example, myself, say if I eat corn, like even like popcorn or something like that, that's pretty light. Mm-hmm. I can step on the scale the next day and I'll be up. And while that's my body, it's an inflammatory reaction to the corn. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So there's all these
You mean it looks like you've gained weight because I'm eating popcorn?
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's amazing, right? So this is how I figured out I had a pretty bad corn sensitivity. But yeah, it was stepping on the scale. But yeah, so it's all these different tools that we have that we just bring in. And it's a process again, people. It's not like something overnight. And even though we know what our own food, you know, blueprint is, it does change all the time. So it's like constantly being the observer of how food is reacting in your body. So just like when I said at the beginning, you know, you could be okay with eating the apple today, but maybe tomorrow you're not, right? And we develop food sensitivities and allergies like pretty easily, and we can also clear them pretty easily. So, you know, rotating food and stuff like that. But so eating right for the type is definitely important. Like a lot of A-type people, when we see A-type blood people, if I see them eating a lot of bananas and then they're always like tired or they have issues, it's like usually it's the banana, because most people that are A's have banana issues. It's really interesting. And most, like, you know, O's tend to be like less able to digest the grains and tend to be more with the gluten, sensitive with the gluten and the rice and the corn. And yeah, it's not always 100% accurate, but it's definitely fairly accurate.
Gives you some place to try and play and work with it.
This is it. This is it. If we have a starting place, right, and then you use your food journal, like symptoms, like earwax, you know, all these different symptoms can come up and they
earwax?
Help you. Yeah, we've noticed that earwax.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's just these little things. Just little things increase you, you know, and everybody's different, right? So it's just getting people to notice little symptoms that they have. And so we get really in-depth journals. It's like, you know, what are you... when we work with our one-on-one clients, it's like, you know, you look at the poops and you look at, you know, so much stuff, the amount of urinary frequency and all that stuff just really helps paint a bigger picture of what's going on.
Sure.
And most often food and kind of toxins are at a lot of the base of the root cause of things, right? So obviously, like, there's viruses and stuff like that as well, but you know, like mold's a big issue. A lot of people have mold in their homes, which is hidden and they don't know. And that causes a lot of health issues and stuff like that, that go unnoticed. Not that the health issues go unnoticed, but the mold goes unnoticed.
But the reason why, why it's happening. Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, it's such an interesting thing to look at the body from a whole perspective. And it's nice to have people who can help us do that. Especially when we feel like we don't have answers or that we're left without some sort of path to go down. What do you want people to know about healing?
I want people to know that their body is capable of healing, and that in order for them to heal, that they just need to find the tools that they, that will support their body through that healing process. And that can look different for everybody, right? So, and it's not just food and supplements. It's like getting out in nature, you know, not sitting at your desk for 24/7, you know, having loving relationships, like all these different things also make up our health. So,
So true.
Yeah.
And so many aspects.
Right. And a lot of people, I feel like in Western medicine, especially nowadays, I'm seeing a lot of people that their doctors just don't know what's wrong with them. Right. And there's a lot of like, I don't know what's wrong with you. You know, and they just send them on their way, or they tell them that they're crazy and it's all in their head, or that they're, you know, their blood tests are normal and there's nothing wrong with them, but yet they clearly are not feeling great. Just tell those people that there are solutions, or is help out there. Just keep searching and finding that person that can help you. Sometimes it does take us, you know, multiple times to find people, or even stepping outside of the system. A lot of times people that if they're in the system, they don't know that they can go outside of the system. And yes, sometimes you have to pay for services outside of the system, but it's definitely worth it, because health is wealth. And you know, without your health, you've got really not a lot.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. It's so important to take advantage of, you know, what we have, our tools. Like, there's tools around us, but it's knowing about them. And one of the things I like that you said on your website is it's time to say hell yeah to taking responsibility for your life and health. And that's a big part of it. We have to take responsibility for it.
Yeah. I think, yeah, and I know, like, myself, up until 2007, when I, you know, got acne, I didn't take responsibility for my health. I was, you know, I didn't eat well, I didn't exercise well, I didn't, you know, when I was doing that job where I was spraying chemicals, I didn't protect myself from them that efficiently, and right. Like I should have been doing. And you know, there's just, we go through life and it's like, you know, I was a drinker, and like, you know, like we our body is our vehicle that gets us through this life. We only get one of them. And, you know, if you only got one car for your entire life, you would take care of it. You would give oil changes to it. You would give it the best fuel. You would, you know, wash it on the outside. You'd also wash out the inside. And, you know, we're really not focused on any of that stuff. And that's really what is required for us to be healthy. You know, we've become so complacent with thinking that we can just, you know, go to the doctor and you know, we can get a pill for this ill and we can continue to live these lifestyles. But I think what we're realizing now is that these drugs aren't working anymore. And these doctors and the system that was, you know, once somewhat working, isn't working anymore. And we're seeing it on a larger scale of this, you know, I don't want to say it's collapsing, but it is collapsing, especially in this province. So, you know, we have to start taking this proactive approach, and we have to start treating our bodies like it is this one vehicle that we get. And that's, you know, that's going to carry us through the rest of our life. So, you know, there are people out there who can help you, teach you what you need to learn. Because there is a lot of stuff that we haven't been taught about keeping our bodies healthy. You know, a lot of us, even the doctors, haven't even been taught necessarily to look at the body as a whole and that it's capable of healing. Because, you know, I know a lot of the people that come to me, you know, they don't even have a clue that they can do other things. So, you know, there are other solutions out there for you. It's just a matter of you taking that responsibility and seeking solutions, because they are out there for you.
Well, I've enjoyed this conversation. Is there anything you wanted to say, or to say about your business or what you do, that I haven't asked you about?
If anyone's looking for affordable information on how to learn how to take back your power and your health, Anthony and I, my business partner, we're coming out with a year-long academy membership. It's called the Awakened Health Academy, and it's very reasonably priced. And it's basically everything that I've learned in both of my nutrition, well, my nutrition school and then my functional diagnostic nutrition school. I brought in a lot of the stress stuff. And it's just teaching people about how they can take back their power. And so as the system is starting to become less available to us, this program is really going to help people, empower them to keep their health and maintain their health and know what to do when, you know, if there ever comes a time when they are not so well, and how they can, you know, support their body back to bringing it back into balance. So that membership will be the Awakened Health Academy.
And is the best place for people to find you is on your website, melandanth.com?
That is correct. That is great.
Perfect. Well, I really enjoy you taking some time out of your schedule to talk to me about this. I think it's always important to shed light on health issues, and I appreciate you sharing your journey today.
Well, thank you so much, Dana. I appreciate you having me on here.
That was such a great conversation. If you loved it too, subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Please go to iTunes to rate and review this podcast. And if you want to continue the conversation, connect with Soul Sister Conversations on the Facebook and Instagram pages. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at Dana Lloyd Leadership, on Twitter at Coach Dana_Lloyd, and of course on LinkedIn. See you next week.